Welcome to Restoring the Republic. Yes, indeed, New World Order, the heat is on. We're on live. It's Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time on February the 11th. Thank you for tuning in. Hope we've got plenty of listeners out there. We'll have open lines coming up for this hour. And the phone number for open lines is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And feel free to call in anytime during this hour, and we'll be talking about what the show's about and any questions you might have about whatever issue you're interested in talking about this evening. At the top of the next hour, 7 p.m., we're going to have Gary Franchi is going to be our guest for the second hour. And we're going to be talking about what he's been up to and the action that he's decided to take. Not only does he do a show on this network on rbnlive.com, which does play on this network at 7 p.m. Central Time on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And during that time slot on Tuesday and Thursday, Frosty Woolridge fills in on those nights and talks about border issues. But what Gary Franchi talks about is his website called lonelantern.org. And one of his focuses on his show and through his website is networking people together. And this is so important for us to really make the networking happen right now, because that's one of the missing elements to us really having an effect in this war that we're involved in. For example, I did announce that last week there was a meeting on Thursday, just a few days ago. Thursday up in Dallas, we had a Dallas 911 questions meeting, and it turned out it was an excellent meeting. We had about 25 people there, and the great thing is these people are, they're a little frustrated because they think, oh, well, you know, what can we do? But on the other hand, they're definitely not interested in eating, and retreating. They're ready for action. They're ready to go out and do things. They're talking about making an event in April with Dr. Robert Bowman. I think he's Dr. Robert Bowman, the gentleman that ran for U.S. House of Representatives seat out of Florida and got 40% of the vote, Dr. Bowman did. And on top of that, he's talking about the 911 truth issues, 911 questions, things like that. And he's out there pushing these campaigns. And I know a lot of people out there think, well, maybe being involved in the political realm and this is just futile. But the thing of it is, there's so much synergy to be gained when we work at the political level to make things happen, which I feel is a definite venue for us to get our word heard. We've got more and more candidates stepping up to the plate that have 911 questions, or in fact 911 truth folks. They know about the Federal Reserve. Well, let's boil it down. They're constitutionally minded. We have more and more people like that coming out of the woodwork, getting involved, and these campaigns are a great venue for us to get our word spread out. You're going to encounter and meet people that maybe you normally wouldn't meet outside of your normal circle of friends that you run with. So that gives you opportunities to give them DVDs or just talk about whatever issues that are going on. So these political campaigns really have an effect. And as I've outlined previously on this show, we were involved in a political campaign here in Williamson County, right here where this office sits. This is called District 52 for the State Representative of Texas office. And last year around this time, we were working real hard in this area to see about trying to get Barbara Samuelson in and get the longtime incumbent Mike Cruzy out. And what happened is during that primary, we did end up with only 36% of the vote on that election. So we went down in that election. But the thing of it is the snowball that we started in that primary almost was enough to take him out in November in the general election. It was very close to that. Mike Cruzy only ended up with 50% of the vote. The Democrat, Karen Felthauser, ended up with 45% of the vote, which was shocking for us to realize that all that time and effort that we spent in the primary, which, by the way, our primary only lasted, we only worked about 9 weeks because we got a late start in that race, yet still garnered 36% of the vote. Had we had six more months before that, I really think we could have won that. And we have started winning elections here in Central Texas, and we can start winning for sure in 2008. So, folks, you are listening to Restoring the Republic. Tune in on the internet to republicbroadcasting.org, and we'll be right back after this break. Thank you.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, it is February 11th, just after 6 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're all out there in shortwave land, internet land, and micro FM. Give us a call. We have open lines between now and 7 o'clock. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. At the Dallas meetup that I went to, which, by the way, was a great time. It was great to meet all those like-minded folks. Joe, putting it all together. Had Ralph. We had, like I said, about 25 people. Definitely critical mass for even as big an area as Dallas-Fort Worth is. We had folks, one couple that drove all the way from Fort Worth. And I was able to talk a little bit about some of the things that we were doing here in Austin. But since it was kind of a round table, or a big square table discussion, there wasn't a whole lot of time to get in people's thoughts. Everybody kind of taking turns talking about different ideas and different issues. So it was very interesting, though, to hear all these opinions and let these folks know my opinion, which is that we have surpassed critical mass. And I ran into some head shaking at that point. Definitely a lot of folks were shaking their heads no, because they said, you don't realize this is Dallas up here. I mean, we've got the Mind Numb robots up here. And I said, well, I know it can feel that way, that there's not much hope in some areas when you drive in there and you meet these people that seem like they're just totally oblivious to what's going on. But nonetheless, a lot of work has been done over the past years with a lot of folks working hard to wake up and inform people. And so I think we've got a lot of people that are awake at all kinds of different levels. They might be awake about, let's say, Federal Reserve issues, or they might be awake about IRS issues, or maybe it's black box voting, or it might be allopathic medicine, the way that doctors are leading us down the road to being unhealthy and being drugged up and addicted to a variety of pharmaceuticals. Or maybe it's an issue of toll roads, which some of these issues that people can get interested that's hitting them right where they live, or maybe right in their pocketbook. And that's what starts them in a lot of cases on the way to waking up, because as they follow that rabbit hole on that one issue down there, they'll find out, whoops, New World Order, they bump right into it. And that's the way a lot of people wake up. Now, this particular group, maybe they felt I was trying to take them a little bit off focus because we talked about other things besides just 9/11. But that's one of their main focuses, obviously, is getting and meeting people and waking them up about the truth about 9/11, or at least get them started asking questions about 9/11. So they already had Joe passed out two DVDs to each of us, two different DVDs to be able to hand out to other folks. And there was some great conversation, and they're definitely ready to get on the move. And as a matter of fact, after the meeting, one of the suggestions I thought of that we all need to be doing is not only be involved in 911 meetups, et cetera, but go on out to different meetups that we have a common interest in, where maybe one night a week you just do that. You get your DVDs or written information, or whatever it is that you like to hand out, a flyer, or if you've got websites on a flyer as well, and the way people can listen to different shows that wake people up. But you could get involved in these meetings. Say, for instance, maybe there's a big Democrat or Republican meeting that's going on once a month. Well, then maybe go to it with your info warrior material, with all your information warfare materials, and hand them out. And there you go. You've got a chance of waking up. You know, even if you only wake up one or two out of that 30, well, you've planted that seed in that group that pretty soon they'll spread the news that they've learned. Because once you find out what's going on with a lot of these issues, you just really can't go back in the box about it. So that's another way that people could wake up and get involved. And so it's like, for instance, what people could do is once a week or twice a week, make that extra effort and take the time to get involved in these other groups and start having some influence in that other group. Now, it may be, I noticed on Meetup, some of the bigger groups happen to be poker. And so maybe that's not the right venue to go and wake up people, but you can try. Maybe if that's your game or whatever, you can try and see about waking people up. So, you know, you never know where you're going to have an opening or an opportunity to wake some people up. So that's the thing, is we all need to get connected. These meetups, by the way, the website for that is meetup.com, meetup.com. That website really is set up to help people network together with their common interests. And the way to find information about 911 truth groups, or as they call it, 911 questions groups, just type into their search. Once you get on their homepage, type into their search 9/11 questions. And then if you have a particular city that you're interested in, you could just type in the name of the city as in the search, or you can just come up with all the different cities by just typing in 9/11 questions, and you'll get a lot of returns there for the different cities, the big cities, the bigger cities that are involved. There'll be another category for new groups that have popped up. And I've been watching that website now for about 3 or 4 weeks since I first discovered it. And there are more people coming in all the time looking for groups, and the groups are expanding rapidly. So that's one thing that's really great to see. When I was at the meeting on Tuesday, I met a gentleman actually after the meeting named Alfred Adask, who I plan on having on as a guest here in the near future. But he's one of the law reform specialists. Like, for instance, in Austin, we have Desi Andrews, and up in Alaska, most of you have probably heard of Ralph Winterode. In North Carolina, there's another gentleman. So these people have a difficult time, I guess, finding a group actually nearby, but they're all just kind of spread out willy-nilly all around the country. But he pointed me to a book called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and it was written by a gentleman named Joe Trippie. And what's interesting about Joe Trippie is he's been a long-time political, campaign staffer, or in some cases campaign manager. And I was just looking on the net. It's actually, I do intend on buying the book because this guy put together a system on the internet to raise funds for Howard Dean during Howard Dean's presidential bid back in 2003, 2004. And one of the interesting things about it is via the internet, Joe Trippi figured out a way to garner millions of dollars, I think approximately $15 million for Governor Dean, Howard Dean, to try to run for president. Now, this not only caught Joe Trippi by surprise, the success of this internet campaign, but it also caught Howard Dean by surprise. And I was reading, they've got a little on the net, a little introduction about the book. And there's a situation that Joe Trippi's talking about here where Howard Dean is talking about having an open style of government and letting people know what's really going on in government. And then they've got this big fiasco coming up where Howard Dean had sealed up all his records from his time as a governor in the state of New Hampshire or Vermont. Let's see. He was either a governor or New Hampshire, Vermont, but he sealed up the records for at least 10 years. And so the campaign manager, Joe Trippi, says, hey, we're sitting here talking about having an open style of government and not hiding business that government's doing, et cetera. So you've got to release these records. So here's a little clip, I'm just going to read a little bit from this book because it's pretty interesting. Now, keep in mind, this is Joe Trippi's book, and he is pretty much in the box, but nonetheless, he's an expert as a campaign manager. It says, quote, you've got to release the records, Governor. His eyes are set, and his open face is pulled back defensively into that tree trunk neck. And this is Howard Dean. But there's nothing in there. If there's nothing in there, then we should release them. But there's nothing in there. That's why we have to release them. But why should we release them when there's nothing in there? Now, that's Howard Dean responding back. So they go around in circles with Howard Dean, and Joe Trippi says that you've got to release these records if we've got a chance. I mean, this is fixing to blow up in our face. He was the front runner at that time in 2003. We're talking about Howard Dean was the front runner. And Howard Dean actually says something that shocked Joe Trippi, which is, I would rather withdraw from the race than release those records. So, wow, there you are. And then further on in this introduction, here's what Joe Trippi doesn't realize, that he's bumping his head up against the powers that be. Because here's what Howard Dean says to him about this whole campaign thing. He says, Howard Dean says, you made this too easy. What? Says Joe Trippi. Howard Dean, this. I never thought it would go this far. I was going to raise my profile, raise health care as an issue, shake up the Democratic Party, help change the country. But I never thought this would happen. Don't you understand? He turns and faces Trippi. I never thought I could actually win. I wanted to, but I never thought it could really happen. So there you go. There's Howard Dean telling his campaign manager, hey, this was not supposed to go down this way. And he's doing everything but saying, John Kerry's supposed to be the man. John Kerry's supposed to be the man. But anyway, Joe Trippi made Howard Dean happen. And then, of course, most of y'all, if you remember that campaign, you remember that Howard Dean was in a pep rally type of environment and closing up a big session there where there was hundreds of people whooping and cheering because they'd just come off, a victory, either New Hampshire and Iowa. I don't remember where it was. But, you know, Howard Dean is doing a pep rally type environment and lets out a yell. He's saying, we're going to go to Oklahoma, Arizona, Alaska, or Arkansas. You know, he's talking about all these states and then lets out a woo, you know, like a cheerleader or something like that. And the next thing you know, they destroyed him. They just ran that loop over and over and over and made Howard Dean look like some crazy idiot. So that was the powers that be jumping on Howard Dean and taking him out of the race with that little soundbite. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting perspective. I do plan on buying this book. It's called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And particularly what I'm very interested in, and for hopefully listeners of the show would be very interested in, is how in the world did he use the internet to raise $15 million for a candidate, Howard Dean? And they did it $50 at a time, $100 at a time, with very small donations just from tens of thousands of people. So that's what we need to do to really become successful in the political realm with our candidates. Okay, well, we do have a caller. And, whoops, I'll tell you what, we're going to take John from Arizona right when we come back from this break. I hear the music coming up. So thank you for tuning in. And it's not Super Bowl Sunday, so we should have some folks out there, some more folks listening. The call-in number 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, it is February 11th. We're on live. It's 6:23 here Central Time, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to John here in just a second, but I was talking about the Howard Dean presidential bid back in 2003, and basically from this little excerpt from Joe Truppi's book, he didn't realize, and which Howard Dean did realize, that Howard Dean was not supposed to be the leader of this presidential bid and was not supposed to ultimately win the Democratic Party bid for president. Howard Dean knew that, and he understood that, but his campaign manager was rogue and didn't, and was actually trying to win the race. So anyway, the producer, Tom, here, which I want to thank Tom, has found that actual clip that they used to take Howard Dean with. So without further ado, go ahead.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan and then to D.C. to take back the White House.
Okay, we just tried that clip, and I don't think it came through on the audio. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get with John from Arizona. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, while you're on the subject of waking people up, I just want to encourage everybody out there in Radio Land to double our efforts here because, all the signs are pointing to invasion of Iran here pretty quick, and who knows what they're going to pull off to get us into that. I mean, it could be another false flag terrorist attack like 9/11. It could be a Gulf of Tonkin type incident. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul spoke on the House floor about a week and a half ago about the possibility of a Gulf of Tonkin type incident. And I'll tell you, I don't know how anybody could know about the New World Order and not be out talking to people. I do it daily. If I don't hand out at least one DVD a day, something's wrong.
Right, and that's exactly what's going on. I think that what's happening is we've got millions of people like you, John, and myself. I mean, we're out there every day talking to folks and pointing them to other sources of information where they can have a continuous stream of information, whether it's rbnlive.com or any of the other sources that there are. And I think if we redouble our efforts, just like you said, that we're just on the edge of really, I mean, we're past critical mass. Now it just takes people getting connected and getting to work and waking up more people along the way at the same time.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, I drive a truck for a living, but I was in the military during Gulf War I. So I'm not afraid of contacting veterans or people in the military. I live near an Air Force base. And there's times when I go up near the Air Force base and I'll just sit out inside in front of a restaurant or something, and somebody in uniform, I'll go up and start talking to them and give them a DVD or something like that. I encourage people out there to do that because these people are open-minded. They realize something's wrong. They know something's wrong, but they just can't quite figure it out. Now, some of our military, they do know that what's going on. But for the ones that don't, I encourage these people to get out there and talk to these people. Cops are listening, too. I talk to them daily. If a cop's pulled over on the side of the road, I'll pull over and talk to them. People are listening.
That's right. That's right. They are, and people are waking up. It's just a matter of getting them busy. It takes, you know, most of us have grown up with basically the limit of participation that you should have is on the first November or first Tuesday of every other November or every other November, depending on where you're located, that the first Tuesday is your limit of activity, that you just go out and vote on that first Tuesday in November, and that's it. That's as far as you should go. So
Yeah. What
we need to do is get beyond that to the point where people are involved in making the decisions, especially locally. I mean, we have groups here in Austin now that are digging up candidates and vetting the candidates and grooming them and bringing them forward to move them ahead to try to get them elected. So that's the point where we're at here in Central Texas, and we just need to make that similar type of effort happen throughout the United States as soon as possible. And like I said, these campaigns are a great opportunity to further wake up people and create the synergy. You said, do you drive a truck now for a living? I know on talk radio for truck drivers, it's pretty hard to get good information. How do you get your information when you're on the road?
Well, I'm local. So, you know, just about everybody that works at my work, I've given them a DVD or information. Like I get Congressman Ron Paul's newsletter in the mail. Last month, his newsletter talked about the North American Union. Well, that's my big thing right now is I've been handing out his newsletter along with a DVD that people can get for free, actually at a website called StopTheNAU.org. In fact, Todd is the producer of that website, and they can go there, and he'll send them a free DVD. I ordered 100 from him, and that's what I've been doing is giving those out because a lot of people don't realize we're merging into the North American Union by 2010 if it's not stopped. So, I mean, that's how I've been approaching it. And along with that package that I give out, along with Congressman Ron Paul's newsletter, I give out a bumper sticker of RBN Live. In addition, I give out the DVD and some other information as well. And I give them information on 9/11. There's just a little bit of information on 9/11 in that package. I don't want to give them too much information at once, but just enough to open their eyes.
Right, right. The size of that red pill, as I've talked about on the show before, the size of the red pill is so big that it could probably psychologically be lethal in a lot of cases for somebody to try to ingest what's called the red pill, and that's the information about all this. Because you know how far, John, I know you know how far down the rabbit hole we are, and most people, you know, they get a little taste of it sometimes, and that's all they can handle.
Yeah, yep.
Hey, John, you got any comments? I'll hold
you
over. Or
That's it. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you for being out there and listening. And thank you for calling in. And I really want to thank John for all the work he's doing to wake people up. All right, folks, you're listening to Restoring the Republic on rbnlive.com. Call in number 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Reeves. I'm your host. It is February the 11th on Sunday. Well, we've talked about the Howard Dean campaign and how that imploded, but what was really unique and the reason I'm anxious to find this particular book, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Joe Trippi, is because this guy has been a campaign worker or manager for evidently quite a few years, and he really knows his stuff when it comes to campaigns. So that's the type of folks that we need to attract in this movement, are people that have all these different skills that they can put to good use. And the Democrat Party has had some great people with great skills with regard to grassroots efforts. And the same thing with the Republican Party. And more, these people, once they become deprogrammed and come out of the box, then it gives us opportunities to recruit these folks and bring them to work for us and bring their skills, their great skills in networking and grassroots efforts, bring them into our camps, and let's get busy and get back to work taking this country back and restoring the republic. A big facet of this show has to do with trying to network folks together, and that's happening regardless whether the show exists or not. That is happening and will continue happening, and the way I view the effort here that we do on Sunday night is just something to try to accelerate that effort. But if you go to websites like meetup.com, M-E-E-T-U-P.com, that's M as in Mary, EETUP.com, and just search, like I said, 9/11 questions. There's also anti-globalist groups, our anti-globalist groups. So there's a variety of groups where the profile kind of fits a lot of us that are independent-minded, Truth Seekers, 911 Truth, also Christian Patriot groups. So there's a variety of groups that are already kind of on board with what we're doing. It's just a matter of growing those groups, getting them bigger, and then going outside of those groups into the Republican and Democrat camps and waking these people up. That's like I've said on past shows, and I'll say it again, folks, we are beyond critical mass. It's just a matter of continuing to wake people up at the same time be active in the political realm, and we can start having a big effect at the legislative level. One thing we've had here in Texas, for example, is I'm sure many of you listeners out there, by the way, we do have open lines for the balance of this hour, and that number is 1-800-313-9443. Once again, the number 1-800-313-9443, and we'll have open lines or lines for questions for Gary Franchi as well whenever he comes on the air here at 7 p.m. Central. Okay. Basically, the parties as they exist right now, in my view, are just basically like Hollywood sets, that it's like in a Blazing Saddles movie where you've got the camera shot where you're traveling through the middle of this little western town, and on both sides you've got the storefronts and the businesses, and you got people milling around. But then when you go up into the helicopter shot, you realize that you just have a facade on each side. You've got a facade on the left and a facade on the right. And most of those people are compartmentalized. They're in the box, and they're more or less extras to what's going on. And the real powers that be, since it's run from the top down, they're not even really around that nearby. They're up there in Washington, D.C. or whatever. They're not down at the grassroots local levels for the most part. They've got, that's where their Achilles heel really is at the lower levels, at the local levels, county levels, city levels. And that's where I think we really have a huge window of opportunity, is by realizing that the current two-party system basically is a facade and very easily awakened in getting these people tuned into what's really happening, and all of a sudden you've got more people on your side. So one of the best ways to defeat an enemy is to turn them into your friend. We did have a call just earlier from John, and like he said, he's out there talking to at least one person every day. So what happens if you do some meetup groups and make one of your meetup groups once a week a different group out somewhere, and you're passing out DVDs or handing out some literature flyers with websites? Or if you've got low power FMs in that area of town, you just hand out some cards with those frequencies on that people can listen to. There's so many ways you can get out there and do it. What happens if you have a DVD on there and you have a little sticker on there with websites and low power FM frequencies? So I think that what we're really going to have is people doing just these things to make a big difference. They just can't stop the grassroots effort. I got an interesting email this past week, and maybe many of you out there did. It was talking about the border issues, and with the agents Ramos and Campion being the injustice they've suffered and being locked up for just essentially doing their job out there on the border. Well, there was a news report that came out early in the week around, it was either Sunday night or Monday, where Agent Ramos had evidently been attacked and assaulted and beat up pretty badly, evidently. I haven't heard a report on his condition, but evidently he was beat up pretty badly while he was in prison. And so there were groups that sent out emails to petition the president for a pardon. And according to the email I had, that there had already been over 200,000 emails sent. And so that's the kind of use of the Internet that we need to employ and learn how to employ to get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people motivated and moving on one issue. So I don't know exactly where that ended up, but I did my part. I forwarded that email to I filled out the information on it and forwarded it to the next people that were on my list. And also they had a phone number to call on the presidential comment line, and I called in and left a message on that. And so I got the ball rolling on that from my own point of view, and I forwarded some other folks on my list that I knew this was a real hot button issue for them. So I hope that they continued that as well. But if they already had, before it even reached my computer, 300,000 people, then I would say that was a huge success to use the Internet that way. And that's what I think is going to continue happening, is more and more of us are going to use the alternative form of media. That's one thing I say all the time, is that we've got to be masters at the alternative media, whether it's shortwave, internet especially, low-power FMs especially. That's one thing that was interesting at the meeting that I was in Dallas, at the Dallas meetup, is people, they look at Austin like, wow, you know, it's a bubble and it's a little community in and of itself. And it really is. We do have this office right here in Round Rock, Texas, in Williamson County, just north of Austin. And then, of course, we've got two of the big GCN talk show hosts here in Austin as well. So we've got that going for us that provides the nucleus. But one of the elements that I think gets left out and forgotten that a lot of people don't realize is the low-power FM, the facet of interaction and user-friendly, the user-friendly venue that low-power FM creates. It gives people the ability to just, when they're jumping in their car and they're going to work or coming home or doing errands, they've got the ability to tune in to Patriot Christian programming on their FM radio there in their car, which in most cities, there's just not that availability. Folks are not able to. You've got to be at home on the net, or you've got to be on shortwave. And I think there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people out there listening on the internet, listening on their computer, and listening shortwave. But without that next step, that user-friendly venue of low-power FM that gives people the ability to tune in on their FM radio when they're driving back and forth on their errands and work, then that's where I think it really has made a big difference. Is I don't think people realize that the low-power FMs, what they really bring to the equation. But I think as time goes by, that more people will realize. And it was interesting when I went up to Dallas that I did talk about how that they need to have more low-power FMs, which they do have one up there right now, 95.7. If you're up in north-central Dallas area, or if you drive through there anytime during your travels during the week, try to tune in to 95.7, and you can hear some of the great programming that's played on low-power FM. But I did talk to those people in Dallas, and they were real receptive to the idea. They realized from being able to listen to 95.7 occasionally during their week that this was ripe for expansion. It is ripe for expansion to have more low-power FMs throughout Dallas-Fort Worth. So we've got at least two people that are really interested in doing it, and as time goes by, we're going to meet more and more. If they do that event in April, that'll be another opportunity to get a lot of people together, and I encourage them to set up some tables to get people involved on not just 911 truth issues, but if they've got a passion to see about trying to fix black box voting issues or animal RFID issues or you name it, any number of issues. I think Soft Kill Weapons, which is a group that we recently tried to start here in Austin, we've got them started with about 11 folks, and that's about the fluoride in the water. I think that maybe that group should just be expanded to just incorporate all these soft kill weapons that we're being more or less assaulted with, and that's the fluoride, the chlorine, mercury, aspartame, you just name it, all down the list, the vaccinations, all these different things could be kind of rolled maybe into one meeting, or we could just keep it as just the one issue with the fluoride and have a quicker effect. All right, well, it looks like we've got John in Arizona is back, so let's go ahead and bring him up right now. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, good to hear you again.
I was just thinking as you were talking here, you know, it's amazing how the mainstream media here is pushing Rudolph Giuliani for the Republican Party for 08. And while you've got constitutionalists running like Congressman Ron Paul, not one thing has been mentioned about Paul in the media at all. And here you've got Giuliani that's involved with the cover-up of 9/11. My thinking is the 9/11 truth movement and everybody listening needs to discredit Giuliani 100% somehow.
That's right. John, you are so right. And that's one thing I want to focus on the show in the near future is that we have got to make sure Giuliani does not make it out of these primaries, because this is what's so dangerous about that, in my view, is think of a more perfect scenario. I can't think of a more perfect scenario to get Hillary elected president. You end up coming out of the primaries with Giuliani as the Republican candidate and Hillary as the Democrat candidate, and then all of a sudden Giuliani's 911 activities gets outed, and boom, we've got Hillary for president.
Yeah. But I mean, we still need it. Giuliani does not. We do not want Giuliani because then I mean, we're never going to any closure at all on 9/11 whatsoever, because he's still involved with the cover up. So somehow they've already got this election rigged.
Right. They've got their horses in the race. There's no doubt about it. And what you said a little while ago about Ron Paul just having a total blackout on any information about Ron Paul. And that's why we're here doing the show, John, is that we've got to get people activated. I want to focus on the upcoming primaries in New Hampshire and Iowa. Folks, anybody that's listening in Iowa and New Hampshire, get your groups going now, because we have got to do everything we can to keep the Hillarys from coming out of those primaries on top, to keep the Giulianis from winning. We've got to put the Ron Paul up on top in New Hampshire and Iowa both. They'll have to cover it. They won't have a choice if we can do that. But that's going to take a lot of work and effort by people being involved at the grassroots level. And they're also going to have to be involved in watching the voting.
Yeah. Well, I just ordered, a couple hundred Nationalist Union papers. And on the front cover of that, it says Congressman Ron Paul for 2008. So that was one of the other things that I was handing out with his newsletter. That's why I forgot about that. So that's something that could get a lot of recognition for Congressman Paul right there. Are you familiar with the American Nationalist Union paper at all?
No, I'm not. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a paper that comes out monthly, and it's got a lot of information about, NAFTA and CAFTA and the North American Union and all the different things that are happening about the New World Order. It's called the Nationalist Times. Yeah, the Nationalist Times, Voice of Real America. And actually on the front cover, it's got a picture of Congressman Ron Paul. It says Ron Paul running for president. It says Ron Paul may be able to unite all Americans who oppose the New World Order and its promoters. I ordered 200 copies of that, and that's what I'm passing out with the newsletter.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look that up and see what that newsletter is all about. But
yeah.
That's just it, is people doing exactly what you're doing, and I think there's tens of thousands of us doing that. I think we need to keep on spreading information just like you're doing, and then on top of that, get these other groups going and start the networking to really have an effect. And I think in 2008, we actually have a lot of hope of trying to weed out these candidates that we know we don't want. Obama's got to be another New World Order minion and a shill, the way they're pushing him and promoting him and making him this big megastar. He's got to be really inside their box and bought off to be getting this big of a push.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, I got a book about 3 years ago called The Shadows of Power, and it actually talks about all the members of the CFR. And in there, just about everybody this year for 2008 that are running are all CFR members, every one of them.
Wow.
So that tells you right there they got the horses in the race. Giuliani's a CFR member. Hillary's a CFR member. McCain's a CFR member. Obama's a CFR member. You name it, they're all in the CFR.
Right, except for Ron Paul.
Except for Ron Paul, and that's why he's not in the news.
Oh, I know it. It's just been amazing, the news blackout. But the good news is almost every alternative news media website that you get on, that you look at, Ron Paul has got a banner up there, and I'm sure Ron Paul didn't have to contact him or anything. It's just the people are just willingly popping these banners on there.
Yeah. I mean, if I have to, I'll buy 1,000 or 2,000 of those papers and put them out locally. I'll even put them out at the Air Force base if I have to. But
there you go.
He's going to get recognition one way or another.
That's right. And a lot of people are waking up, like you said. It's like here in Austin and in San Antonio, I've met a lot of people in the military, and most of these folks are awake to some degree or another. You know, maybe not as complete as some of us that listen to this network, because we've got more sources for our information that we listen to. But nonetheless, they're out there learning through osmosis or through communication with their friends. They're out there. They're learning about what's going on. So it's really encouraging to have.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you got any other questions or comments?
No, that's it. I appreciate everything you're doing, man. Keep up the great work.
I appreciate you, and thank you for doing what you're doing. That's awesome that he's out there doing the information dissemination specialist role. And I think, like I said, there's tens of thousands of us out there doing it, and we just have to continue. And then on top of that, though, is network these groups, which, by the way, one of the best networkers we have is coming up at 7 p.m., right after the top of the hour break, will be Gary Franchi. Real interested in talking with him about what his activities are and how he got started. And his website is lonelantern.org, lonelantern.org. And he does have a show on rbnlive.com and republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 p.m. Central till 8. And he shares that time slot on Tuesday and Thursday with Frosty Woolridge, who I had the pleasure of meeting a couple years ago when he came to Austin and actually came on the Access TV show with me and did the hour with me. So it was pretty cool to meet Frosty Woolridge, who traveled so much and had so many stories of where he'd been and how life was in other countries, and to realize just how good we do have it here in the United States. And folks, I feel it's worth preserving what we've got here in the United States if we can. So we should keep on working to wake our friends up. Okay, you're listening to Restoring the Republic. Call in number 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to RBNLive.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We are here to respond to the decades-long call to action that the mainstream media has had on this country, which is go to sleep. Be fat, be happy, don't get involved, just sit there on your couch and be a potato and watch TV or just otherwise tune out. We're here to respond to that call to action. on this program Sundays from 6 to 8 o'clock Central Time every Sunday. So hopefully, folks, you'll be tuning in to rbnlive.com or shortwave or low power FM and pick up this program. Okay, the call-in number once again is 1-800-313-9443. And a couple of announcements for folks that are here in Central Texas. We're not going to put the big push out to get the Campo meeting packed out to standing room only this time, but there is nonetheless a Campo board meeting tomorrow, February 12th, and that's going to be at the same location that it was in January. That's going to be the Commons Building, University of Texas J.J. Pickle Research Campus, and that's building number 137. The address is 10100 Burnett Road. That address, once again, 10100 Burnett Road. And that's supposed to start at 6 p.m. and run till at least 8 p.m. Usually it goes on longer than that. Also, on tomorrow, Monday, right after the Campo meeting, I'll be moving out of the Campo meeting probably around 8:30 to go to Access Cable. And I'll be doing an Access Cable TV show from 9 p.m. till 10 tomorrow night, so I can give everybody a fresh report of what transpired at the Campo meeting. So if you don't make it to Campo, maybe you can tune into Access Cable TV, Channel 10 at 9 p.m., and Steve Mason and I will be giving it what for on cable access. So that's what's going on tomorrow night. Now, we do have some other events coming up on the 19th. I'll be in Houston on February 19th. It's going to be the Houston 911 Questions event, 7 p.m. That's put together by a gentleman named Mark, and that's supposed to be at a restaurant named the Black Labrador. That's the Black Labrador. That's at 4100 Montrose Boulevard in Houston, Texas. And that address, once again, 4100 Montrose Boulevard. I do plan on being at that meeting on Monday the 19th, which is just a little over a week from today. And then another event, which you can check out. Oh, if you want to learn more about the Houston event with the Meetup group, if you just go to meetup.com and type in 911 questions Houston, and you should be able to find that pretty easily. That's a really huge website, so you have to do a search almost like you do with a big search engine type situation, because they do have so many groups involved in that. But that's how you can find out about Houston. If you're out in Houston, if you're listening on the internet or however you might be listening, make sure and tune that in and try to get to that meeting if you can. I'd like to meet a lot of folks in Houston and get them fired up about low power FM and getting involved in some of the things that we're doing to wake people up and make a difference. And the last event I want to talk about that's coming up is starting February 22nd. And the way to find out about that is 911accountability.org. That is 911accountability.org. And that's going to be a big 911 truth conference in Chandler, Arizona, starting the evening of the 22nd, and it's supposed to run through Sunday the 25th. And there's a ton of great guests that are coming up for that conference in Arizona. It's very likely going to be the largest conference of its kind ever held. I do understand that I think Alex Jones and the Loose Change Boys did have to back out, that are not going to be at that meeting, at that conference. But nonetheless, there's going to be a ton of great speakers there, a ton of activity. I know Gary Franchi, our guest that's coming up after the top of the hour, will be at that meeting. We'll talk to him about that event as well. So you're listening to Restoring the Republic. We're on rbnlive.com. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We'll be back right after this break.